Track 5, Section 2 continued, Part B covered services, A to C, pages 30 to 33. What does Part B cover? Medicare Part B, medical insurance, helps cover medically necessary doctor services, outpatient care, some home health services, durable medical equipment, mental health services, limited outpatient prescription drugs, and other medical services. Part B also covers many preventive services. Go to pages 30 to 55 for a list of common Part B covered services. Medicare may cover some services and tests more often than the time or aims listed if needed to diagnose or treat a condition. Find out if Medicare covers a service that isn't on this list. Medicare.gov/coverage. Or call 1-800-Medicare. 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. What do I pay for services Part B covers? The list of covered services is in alphabetical order on the following pages. It gives general information about what you pay if you have original Medicare and use doctors or other health care providers who accept assignment, which is an agreement to be paid by Medicare, pages 59 to 60. You'll pay more if you use doctors or providers who don't accept assignment. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan or have other insurance, like Medigap, Medicaid, employer, retiree, or union coverage, your out-of-pocket costs like co-payments, co-insurance, or deductibles may be different. Contact your plan for more information. Under Original Medicare, if the Part B deductible, $257 in 2025, applies, you must pay all costs, up to the Medicare-approved amount, until you meet the yearly Part B deductible. After you meet your deductible, Medicare will pay its share and you typically pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. If the doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment, go to page 60 for information about providers who don't accept assignment. There's no yearly limit on what you pay out of pocket if you have original Medicare. There may be limits on what you pay if you have supplemental coverage like Medigap, Medicaid, employer, retiree, or union coverage. You pay nothing for most covered preventive services if you get the services from a doctor or other healthcare provider who accepts assignment. However, for some preventive services, you may have to pay a deductible, co-insurance, or both. These costs may also apply if you get a preventive service in the same visit as a non-preventive service. Part B covered services. This apple is next to the preventive services on pages 30 to 55. Preventive service. Abdominal aortic aneurysm screenings. Medicare covers an abdominal aortic aneurysm screening ultrasound once if you're at risk, only with the referral from your doctor or other health care provider. You're considered at risk if you have a family history of abdominal aortic aneurysms, or you're a man 65 to 75 and have smoked at least 100 cigarettes in your lifetime. You pay nothing for the screening if your doctor or other health care provider accepts assignment. Acupuncture. Medicare only covers acupuncture, including dry needling, for chronic low back pain. Medicare covers up to 12 acupuncture visits in 90 days for chronic low back pain defined as lasting 12 weeks or longer. Not having an identifiable cause, for example, not an identifiable disease like cancer that has spread, or an infectious or inflammatory disease. Pain that isn't associated with surgery or pregnancy. Medicare covers an additional 8 sessions if you show improvement. You can get a maximum of 20 acupuncture treatments in a 12-month period. The Part B deductible and coinsurance apply. If you aren't showing improvement, Medicare won't cover the 8 additional treatments. Not all providers can give acupuncture, and Medicare can't pay licensed acupuncturists directly for their services. Advanced care planning. Medicare covers voluntary advanced care planning as part of your Welcome to Medicare and yearly wellness visits, pages 54 to 55. This is planning for care you would get when you need help making decisions for yourself. As part of advanced care planning, you may choose to complete an advance directive. This important legal document records your wishes about medical treatment in the future. If you aren't able to make decisions about your care, you can talk about an advance directive with your health care provider, and they can help you fill out the forms, if you prefer. Consider carefully who you want to speak for you and what directions you want to give. You have the right to carry out your plans as you choose without discrimination based on your age or disability, or other factors. You can update your advance directive at any time. You pay nothing if this service is given as part of the yearly wellness visit, and your doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. Medicare may also cover it as part of your medical treatment. When advance care planning isn't part of your yearly wellness visit, the Part B deductible and coinsurance apply. Need help with your advance directive? Visit the Elder Care Locator at eldercare.acl.gov to find help in your community. New Advanced Primary Care Management Services. Medicare now pays for advanced primary care management services each month where your doctor or other health care provider coordinates and tailors care to your needs. Providers that offer these services must give you 24/7 access to your care team or provider, comprehensive care management, management of care transitions, and more. Check with your primary care provider to find out if they offer these services. You can also visit medicare.gov/coverage/advanced-primary-care-management-services to learn more. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for these services. The Part B deductible applies. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, your costs for these services might be different. Contact your plan for specific cost information. Preventive Service. Alcohol Misuse Screenings and Counseling. Medicare covers an alcohol misuse screening for adults who use alcohol, but don't meet the medical conditions for alcohol dependency. If your primary care doctor or other health care provider determines you're misusing alcohol, you can get up to 4 brief, face-to-face counseling sessions per year, if you're competent and alert during counseling. You must get counseling in a primary care setting, like a doctor's office. You pay nothing if your primary care doctor or other health care provider accepts assignment. Ambulance Services. Medicare covers ground ambulance transportation to a hospital, critical access hospital, rural emergency hospital, or skilled nursing facility for medically necessary services when traveling in any other vehicle could endanger your health. Medicare may pay for emergency ambulance transportation in an airplane or helicopter if you need immediate and rapid ambulance transport that ground transportation can't provide. In some cases, Medicare may pay for medically necessary, non-emergency ambulance transportation if you have a written order from your doctor stating that ambulance transportation is medically necessary. For example, if you're discharged from the hospital, you may need a medically necessary ambulance transport to a facility that provides dialysis. Medicare will only cover ambulance transportation to the nearest appropriate medical facility that's able to give you the care you need. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Ambulatory Surgical Centers. Medicare covers the facility service fees related to approved surgical procedures done in an ambulatory surgical center, outpatient facility that performs surgical procedures, and you're expected to be released within 24 hours, except for certain preventive services, for which you pay nothing if your doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount to both the ambulatory surgical center and the doctor who treats you. The Part B deductible applies. You pay all of the facility service fees for procedures Medicare doesn't cover in ambulatory surgical centers. Cost and coverage. Find out what you might pay for these procedures. Medicare.gov/procedure-price-lookup. Bariatric surgery. Medicare covers some bariatric surgical procedures, like gastric bypass surgery and laparoscopic banding surgery, when you meet certain conditions related to morbid obesity. For cost information, visit medicare.gov/coverage/bariatric-surgery. Behavioral Health Integration Services. If you have a behavioral health condition, like depression, anxiety, or another mental health condition, Medicare may pay your provider to help manage that condition. Some providers that manage behavioral health conditions may offer integrated care services, like the Psychiatric Collaborative Care Model. This model is a set of integrated behavioral health services, including care management support that may include care planning for behavioral health conditions, ongoing assessment of your condition, medication support, counseling, other treatments your provider recommends. Your healthcare provider will ask you to sign an agreement for you to get these services on a monthly basis. Your Part B deductible and coinsurance will apply to the monthly service fee. Blood. If the provider gets blood from the blood bank at no charge, you won't have to pay for it or replace it. However, you'll pay a co-payment for the blood processing and handling services for each unit of blood you get. The Part B deductible applies. If the provider has to buy blood for you, you must either pay the provider costs for the first 3 units of blood you get in a calendar year, or you or someone else can donate the blood. Preventive service. Bone mass measurements. This test helps to see if you're at risk for broken bones. Medicare covers it once every 24 months, more often if medically necessary, for people who have certain medical conditions, like possible osteoporosis, or meet certain conditions. You pay nothing for this test if your doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. Cardiac rehabilitation. Medicare covers comprehensive programs that include exercise, education, and counseling if you've had at least one of these conditions. A heart attack in the last 12 months. Coronary artery bypass surgery. Current stable angina pectoris, chest pain. A heart valve repair or replacement. A coronary angioplasty, a medical procedure used to open a blocked artery, or coronary stenting, a procedure used to keep an artery open. A heart or heart-lung transplant. Stable chronic heart failure. Medicare covers regular and intensive cardiac rehabilitation programs. Medicare covers services in a doctor's office or hospital outpatient setting. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount if you get the services in a doctor's office, and a co-payment in a hospital outpatient setting. The Part B deductible applies.